Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
The Gemara is discussing the din of when an Isha that's Mesulekes Midamim, what are the rules, what are the requirements, how the Isha could become afterwards Muchzik Bidamim. B'negeya, the Gemara is talking b'ikir b'negeya, the din of Daya Shaita, that an Isha that's Mesulekes Midamim has a din that she's Daya Shaita. She doesn't have to be Cheshish when she has a Riyah. She's only Tomei from the time of the Riyah and on. She doesn't have to be Cheshish that the Riyah happened earlier. An Isha that's not Mesulekes Midamim, so she has to go back, Me'es Leis, she has a din that for the last 24 hours before the Riyam, Legabe Tareis, she has to be Chesha, she was Tameya the last 24 hours, the last Me'es Leis before the Riyam, and any Tareis she touched is Tamei. Like the Gemara says, it's only for Kachim, or maybe for Truma, that's the whole din of Me'es Leis Shebenida. And our Sugis are discussing that the Isha that's Mesulekes Midamim, where the Mishnah says there are four cases, Vesula, an Isha that never saw Adam, Muberis and Menika, pregnant or nursing woman, and Zekena, an Isha that already stopped seeing them. So they're Mesulekes Midamim, and they go back to the din of Daya Shaita, that they don't have the din of Meis Leis. And like we spoke in the previous shur, even though the Sugya B'ik is talking about the din of Meis Leis, which is only Negeya for Tyrus, it's not Negeya B'Zman Hazeh, but these dinim could be negeya b'zman hazeh, the negeya legabe vestis, that in Mesulekes Midamim doesn't have to be cheshish of vestis like we had on Daf Tes. It can be negeya for kvias vestis. It's also negeya somewhat for ksamim, even though a Mesulekes Midamim has a ding ksamim, but a besula, that's lohi yiyah z'man alireis, doesn't have a ding ksamim like we have on Daf Hei. And it's also negay, like we discussed, when you have an Isha that's Mesulekes Midamim together with an Isha which is not Mesulekes Midamim, and the suffix is where the Kesem came from, you could be telling the Isha which is not Mesulekes Midamim. That's what's negay. Halacha l'maisa, the place can speak about these things in different eifanim. But here, the Sugya is discussing when you have, there's two cases, the case of Besula and the case of Zekena. When you have a Besula which doesn't have Dam, when do we consider the Riyas to make her that she becomes Mechzekes Bedam again? And similarly, a Zekena, which the Gemara says a Zekena is someone that was Avral of Sholosh Einis Samul Chizuknasa, that she didn't see Dam for three Einis Samul Chizuknasa, and Mela she's considered Mechzekes Bedam. When does it take, now if she continues having Riyas after that, when do we already consider her Eis Zekena, when do we consider her Eis Mechzekes Bedam? That's the topic of the sugya that's here discussed on Daf Yud, but it really starts from the Braisa of Zekena on Daf Tesimid Beis. So I want to go into the complexity of the sugya ba'ifin klali. First discuss Rashi and Taisus Mahalach in the sugya. They have a similar Mahalach, there is one Chilik. And then go into Kama Mahalchim that we have in the Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Chedush Aran, the different machloikis and svaris that are brought in this sugya. So we'll start with Rashi and Taisus. Now, we have a machloikis Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, which is very yisaidistic for the sugya, which our Gemara brings down. That Rebbe holds after two times it's a chazaka, and Shimon Gamliel holds you need three times for a chazaka. And the Gemara in Yavama says, and that Samach Dalanam in Bey, is that Legame Vestis, Legabe Vestis, how many times you need Phoenicia to be Kaveya Vestis, the Tana was seisim like Reb Shimon Gamliel that three times is a chazaka. So Vestis and Nikve after three times. If an Isha sees three times to a certain afwago or to a certain Yayma Chaydish, that's Keveya Vestis, that's like Reb Shimon Gamliel that three times is a chazaka. According to Rebbe, two times would be enough to be Keveya Vestis. Now both Rashi and Taisus hold the Yisayid, which the other Rishainim disagree. That Rashi and Taisus both hold that when an Isha becomes Mechzekes Midamim, she becomes Eis Mesulekes Midamim, on that Riyah that she became Mechzek, that Riyah shall still be Dayashaita. You only say she's Metame Me'es La'es in the Riyah after she's Mechzekes Midamim. But the Riyah that's Machzek Her Midamim, that Riyah is still considered a Riyah that happened before she was Mechzek Midamim. Because that Riyah was the one that's Machzek Her Midamim. So Memela, that Riyah would still be Metamei, would still be Dayashaita. It's the subsequent Riyah that will make it that she's Kechal Anashim Umetamei Me'es L'Es. So we have the Braisa, Tanu Rabbana, Tineikish Lo Yigiyaz Man Alirais, Virasa, Pram Rishayna Dayashaita, Shniya Dayashaita, Shlisha Sareyu Kechal Anashim Umetamei Me'es L'Es Umepkida L'Pekida. When you have a tinaikis which was not higiyas manaliris, so the first two riyas is dayashaita, but the third riyah she's matame me'es leis. Now the Gemara is mavur that this brisa goes like Rebbe, and Rashi and Taisus learn because she's muhzik after two times. The first time and the second time she's dayashaita because she wasn't muhzik yet. The second time she becomes muhzekis bedam. That's when she becomes Eis Mesulekes Midam. So now, from now on, the next Riyah shall be Metame Me'es La'es. And Rashi and Taisus are both Mavur, that according to Shimon Gamliel, you'll need three Riyas to have the Chazaka. So Memela, the third Riyah, which she wasn't Muchzik yet, she becomes Muchzik Al Yidei, the third Riyah, that would also be Dayashaita, and only the fourth Riyah would be Metame Le'es La'es. Now this is by Tinaikis Shaloi Higiyaz Manaliris. By Tinaikis Shaloi Manaliris, the same Bryce is Mavur, that the first Riyah is Dayashaita, and the second Riyah is Metame Le'es Leis. So Taisus explains, and Pachas Ayesi Rashi says the same thing on Daf Yudam and Beis. Taisus is on Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Ramaskal Berev Sorim Garsinan, and Rashi is on Daf Yudam and Beis, the Ramaskal Akulu, at the end, the bottom of the Amid, I mean, the next one, the Master Basulu Zakena, that since she's Higiyaz Manaliris, so already, the first Riyah, she's already Mechzekes Bedam. You don't need a Chazaka Bechlal. She's already Higiyaz Manaliris. If she's a Loi Higiyaz Manaliris, so then we're going to assume it's a Mikra until she's Mechzek. And Rebbe Chazaka is two times, and Shem Chazaka is three times. But if she's a Giyaz Manaliris, Be'etzim, we expect it to have Dam. Not, she didn't have Dam even one time, so she's still not considered Muchzik Liris, she's still considered Musalekis, even though we're expecting her to have her Riyaz Dam, to have a period at any time. And once she has the first Riyah, so that's Takadaya Shaita, but from then on, she's already Muchzekis Midam. So, the Mishnah that says, that has nothing to do with Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, because there you don't need Chazaka. There you just need a Riyah without Chazaka, and everyone's masking that one Riyah would make a Muchzik Midam. And who had been by Zakena? Zakena that was Avril of Gimel Einis, so she becomes Mesulekes Midam, but she has a Riyah. So Be'etzim, that Riyah makes a gilui that it's not really a siluk. If she has a Riyah and then subsequently has a Riyah Shnia, so we see there was no siluk altogether. It was just skipping the Vestis. Sometimes Anisha skips a period, but we see that she didn't have a siluk, she didn't reach menopause yet, she's not a Zakena really. Okay, she missed a few times, she was Ava of Gimel Einis for Leira Sadam. But now she's getting back her regular cycle. We don't need a chazaka. It's not a question of Rebbe Nam Shimon Gamliel. We just need a Riyah Rishayna, and then we already say that perhaps she's not a zakena, she has the second Riya, and we say that it's Metame Me'es Leis. So according to Rashi and Taisus, when you have a Tinaika Shaloi Higiyas Manalirais, there she needs a Chazaka. According to Rebbe, Chazaka is two. So the first two, till you have the Chazaka is Dayashait, including the second one, and then after she's Muchzik, then the next Riya, the third Riya, is Metame Me'es Leis. According to Shimon Galil, she would need three Riyas. The three Riyas is to be Machziker. The third Riya, even though she has a Chazaka at that Riya, but since she didn't have the Chazaka before that Riya, she's still Dayashaita. And the fourth Riya should be Metame Me'es Leis. Mashen came to Basula Sheigiyas Manaliris, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, and is a Kena that was Avalov Gimelaynes. Where there the Mishnah says that the first Riyah is Dayashaita, and the second Riyah is Metame Me'es Leis, then she doesn't need a Chazaka. Since she's a Giyas Manaliris, one Riyah already, we see that she's already a Raya, and the same thing as a Kena that was Avalov Gimelaynes, but now she had a Riyah, and now she has a second Riyah, we see it was never a siluk, she doesn't need a chazaka. Now, when you have a zakena, now we have the other brisa. The brisa early on Testament days, the zakena was avlev sholosh einis v'rasa dayashaita, v'oin avlev sholosh einis v'rasa dayashaita, v'oin avlev sholosh einis v'rasa reikchal nashim v'tama me'ez leisim p'kida l'p'kida. So the Mishnah that said that the second Riya is going to be mitama me'ez leis, and that we said is the Kuli Alma Firashi and Taisis. That's because the second Riyah happened without an Avril Sholosh Einis. But if the second Riyah also happened after an Avril Sholosh Einis, so then this Braisa says that the second Riyah is Dayashaita, but the third Riyah, even though it happens after the Sholosh Einis, that's already Mitama Me'es Leis. And the reason is because now we see it as a Shinui Vesis. After three times, we see it's a Shinui Vesis. So therefore, once we see in this, you need a Chazaka for that. When she's Murzik to have a Riyah after three Einis, we see that she's not the type anymore that has a Riyah every month. She's the type that has a Riyah every 3 months. So when she gets that Chazaka, so then we are Taila that the Gimel Einis is not a Siluk Damim, but it's a Shinui Vesis. But here you need a Chazaka. When it was Kirva the Riya, when she had a Hafsik of Gimel Einis, and immediately went back to her original cycle, and she saw after without a Hafsik of Gimel Einis, so then stop. We don't reckon with the Gimel Einis Batsim, not because of any Chazaka, but because we see that there was no Siluk Damim there. It was just missing periods. But let's say she had the second Riya after another Gimel Einis. So then, then we see Siluk Damim here. The only way we're not going to see Siluk Damim here is Al Yidei Chazaka. So that's why the second time, it wasn't Huvzak. So she's still Dayashaita. But here we have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Because Taisus says, L'das Rashi, that this brisa is only like a Shimon Gamliel that needs three times for a chazaka. Because according to Rebbe, that all you need is two times for a chazaka. So after two times that she was Avla of Shalosh Einis, it's already a chazaka that she has a Shinui Vesis. And Memela, we see that there was never a Siluk Damim. Because the chazaka of Shtei Pamim Havi Chazaka, according to Rebbe, teaches us that there never was a Shinui Vesis. So here, Rashi's Mechalik, the way Taisus learns, Rashi's Mechalik, that when you try to be Machzikur B'damim, so then, even though two times is a Chazaka, but you need the Riyah after the Chazaka. But when you're being Machzikur B'Shinui Vesis, when you're being Machzik that the overall of Sholosh Einis is not a Siluk Damim but a Shinui Vesis, so that's just being megala that there never was a siluk. And when you megala that there was never a siluk, al yidei, two times, v'trei zimni havi chazaka, so even that second time would be metame me'es leis. So this braisa would behechach have to go like a pshim ben gamliel. When you have a tinaikish shaloi yigiyas man aliris, that you need the two riyas to be the chazaka. So the second riyah happened in a time where it was not yet a chazaka. Even though the second riyah made the chazaka, established the chazaka. The second riyah shafted the chazaka. But that's not enough to be metame meis leis. That's still dayashaita till the third riyah. But here, where the pshat in the chazaka of the avro of gimel oinis means that avro of gimel oinis for this isha doesn't mean siluk damim, it means shinivesis. So that's a gila that there never was a siluk damim. So Shitas Rashi is that according to Rebbe, Aide two times is a chazaka, so even that Ria, which tell the fact that two times chazaka that shinivesis would also be metame meis leis. And Rashi asks, so why don't we say that even the first Ria is now that we know, now it's a gili milsa should also be metame meis leis. And Rashi says, enechinami, but the mafrei is only a derabbanan, and leachmer abbanan kulahai, since at that time, we didn't realize we had no din to nem on that it was a shinivesis, and din was to nem on that it was a siluk damim, even though we found that it was a mistake. But we don't go back. Now, shaking this very riyah, which teaches us that it was a mistake, so at this time we already know it's a mistake, so this riyah gufa, we're going to say, goes back meis leis. We already spoke in the previous year, the chilki that, and Hira, and she was Hippel Ruach after she thought she was Muberis. But Taisus doesn't hold this way, because, and this is the Cheshbon, we'll go through a little bit the Cheshbon and the Pshat, that by the Tinoika Shaloyagiyah's Manaliris, that had three Riyas, so she's Muchzik Bedam, and now she's Metame Meis Leis. And then it was Avril of Shalosh Aynes Vloirasa, so she goes back to being Dayashaita. So the Gemara had a Suffolk. What does that mean? She goes back to being Dayashaita. Is she like a Basula Shleigiyah's Manaliris again? And now she'll have to be Machzik herself again? That was the Gemara Shail Hodek Achazi Ba'inus. When you had the Tinoika Shleigiyah's Manaliris, and she had three Rias, and she's Muchzik now that she is a Roya, but she's still Lahigiyah's Manaliris. And then she had a Hefzik of Gimel Oinus, and we say it's Dayashaita. What's the vart of that dayashaita? Is the vart of that dayashaita like any isha that was avil of gimelaynis? The Rebbeleza holds dayashaita. And now she's already considered a complete gedola. She's not yet 12 years old, but once she had three riyas, that's it. No more lahigiyas manaliris. So how come after three aynis is dayashaita? Well, we're going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds kol mishashav of gimelaynis is dayashaita. But that's only b'riya rishayna. By the riyas shniya, then we say that, okay, she was Masulik, but the Siluk is over. So the same thing with the Stinekis, even though she's Laigiyas Manaliris, but once she became Muchzik Bedam, she goes three Einais, and that means she's not Masulik like any Isha, like an Isha Gedail is Masulik, but that's only the first three, not the second three. That was one side of the Gemara. But the other side, the side that the Gemara came out Lameskana, was no. That the first time she's Avril of Gimel Einais, she's back to a Tinekish Laigiyas Manaliris. She needs the chazaka again. Hadik chazaka ba'einais, the Rishayna and the Shnia will be dayashaita again. Only the Shlishas will be metame lemafreya, because she's back to the status of a tenekish legiyas manaliris. At least the first time that she's avil gimelainis, but the second time she's avil gimelainis, that the Gemara says she doesn't go back again to the status of legiyas manaliris. Now she already had two riyas after avil gimelainis, so she's like a Hagiyas Manaliris with Avav Gimelainis. That's the Gemara. But Rashi was bothered on the tzad that once she was Muchzik B'damim, then she blibes the Hagiyas Manaliris. And the Avav Gimelainis is only like every Isha that's Avav Gimelainis, but it's only in the first Riyah, but the second Riyah we metamim Eis Leis. So the Shaila is, Oibazai, it's the second time she's Avav Gimelainis. Why don't we say that she's already muchzik to have a shinivesis? We're going like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, an isha that's avil of gimel einus and has a riyah is dayashaita. But the second time around that she's avil of gimel einus and has a riyah, Rashi holds that according to Rebbe, she's already muchzik for shinivesis. So already we know lemafreya that the avil of gimel einus is not a siluk damim. It's just a shinivesis. So the second time, she should already be metamil lemafreya. And the Braisa says it's Daya Shaita. So Lamaskana, that kash is not Shver. Because Lamaskana, the first time she's Av of Gimel Einais, she goes back to before. We never say that that was a Shein of Esses. She goes completely back to before. She reverts to a Tinaikish Legiyas Manaliris. So that won't be Mitzdayef for the second time. But, according to the Havamina, that it doesn't go back to before. It's just a regular din that Arva of Gimel Einis, even by a Gedolah, is Dayashaita. So the second time she's Arva of Gimel Einis, by a regular Isha, Avada, according to Rebbe, that teaches you that it's just a Shein of Esses, but trays in the Havi Chazaka. So why is she Dayashaita? So Rashi says that this Havamina, we'd have to say that that part of the Braisa goes like of Shimon Gamliel, that betlas him the Havi Chazaka. That's all. I'm quoting just Rashi, what Rashi says on Daf Yudah Min Aleph. And Taisa says that's a big daichik. That's a big daichik to say that even the Gemara had even a Havamina, that this part of the Braisa goes like of Shimon Gamliel, that should prove to you that that is incorrect. That should prove to you the tzad, which the Gemara Taka says, Lamaskana, that after three einais, she goes back to being a basula shlegiyas manaliris. So Taisus holds, in this prat, not like Rashi, Taisus holds that huadin, just like we said, and both Rashi and Taisus are masking, that the riya that's mavzikur to be a raya, the two times according to Rebbe, that riya is still daishaita, it's only the next riya that goes meisleis. Huadin, when she's oval of gimel einis, and she's rasa, dayashaita. And she's arvel gimel einis again. And she's rasa. And now you're going to say, according to Rebbe, betrei zin the havi chazaka. And from the second time she was arvel gimel einis rasa, that proves to you that it's a shini vesis, not a siluk domen. Fine. But that's only that from now on, she'll be takam esleis. But since you needed this ria to be machzik, that it's a shini vesis, and not a siluk, this ri itself would still have the din of dayashaita. So according to that, the brisa by Skena would also be Rebbe. So let's go over all the halachas, lefi Rashi and Taisus, what Rashi and Taisus agree on, and where do we have a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus both agree that when Isha is being machzik herself b'dam, which is only negated to a b'sula shalohi giyaz manaliris, so, the Riyah that's Mavzakur Badam, that Riyah will still be Dayashaita. It's the next Riyah that's Matamim Eisleis. So Rashi and Taisus both say, because of that Svarim, that this Braisa that says that the first time Allah Yigiyah's Manalirais has a Riyah, and the second time it's Dayashaita, goes like Rebbe, and the second time she's Takam Lezekis Badam, but that time she's still Dayashaita, because it was this Riyah that was Mavzakur Badam, but the third time she's metame me'eslais. However, atinaiki shegiyas manaliris, and also a zakena, there you b'chal don't need a chazaka to make her ois mesulekes midam. Since she's a giyas manaliris, one riyah makes her b'cheskes dam, as a kena, even though she was avla of gimel einis, but if after the avla of gimel einis, she right away, after she had the first riyah, has a second riyah in the regular time, so that shows to you that there was never a siluk damim, you don't need a chazaka, so she's metamim me'eslais. Now, a tinaika shaloi yigiyas manaliris and had three riyas. And then it was avro of gimelainis, so there the Gemara is mavur, she goes back to the status of tinaika shaloi yigiyas manaliris, period. And she again has to be machzik herself bedam in order to be metamim me'eslais. If it happens again in avro of gimelainis, so she's not back to a tinekish legiyas manaliris, but this braisa goes like Rabbi Eliezer, that that alone would make a dayashaita. If she has another time, she's av of gimel einais. So then, that shows you it's shini vesis, and memela, she blimes again, metamim eisleis. But by a zakena, then we have a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. A zakena, which was av of gimel einais virasa, and then again, av of gimel einais virasa, where the Braisa says it's Dayashaita until the third time, Rashi says that goes like a Shimon Gamliel. Because since here, betray Zimni Havi Chazaka, and it's the Gloy Milsa betray Zimni, that there's no Siluk Damim. Rather, it was a Shini Vesis, and that was done on Yidei Chazaka of two times of Gimel Einis. So at this time already, The second time, we're going to say that it's metame me'eis leis. And the braisa that says you need a third time is because we're going like a b'shimim gamliel that betlazim nihav v'chazaka. Now, Shenkin Taisis is machriach from the kshakl v'tayv, the gemara in daf yud, that no. That even in this case, since you need a chazaka, you need a chazaka to shtel avek that it's shini v'esis. So, the time that's machzik the chazaka, you're still going to be dayashaitim. And l'chaya, according to Taisis, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you'll still be dayashaita after three of gemalainis, because that's when it's muksik b'shini v'esis, and you need a fourth ria, a fourth time the of gemalainis, in order to say it's metame me'eslais. And according to both Rashi and Taisis, by Tinoike Sheigiyas Manalires, or by Zakena that was of gemalainis, and she saw without another of gemalainis, he bechlal don't need a chazaka. When you have the ria shnia, that is not considered that she was m'selekes midam m'shas the ria shnia at all. And Mamela, she's Matana Meis Leis Lekuli Alma. That's Rashi and Tesis. And now let's discuss the Rishonim's Pshat in the Sugya. Let's start from the Rajba and the Ritva. They both bring a Pshat that the Rajba calls from the Ksas Mefershim. The Ritva says it's from the Tesis. It's not our Tesis. And they both have a problem with a Prat, and they say their own Pshat, a modification of this Pshat. But the most significant chilik between their mahalach and Rashi and Taisis is that they hold that the ria that's marzik bedam, that ria is also metam in eisleis. That when Rebbe holds betray zimni havi chazaka, the ria, which is the second ria, which will make the chazaka, that ria will be metam in eisleis. And that's how they learn pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that Daya Shait is only Beriya Rishayna, but Beriya Shnia, it's Metame Leis Leis, that Mishnah is going like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds Betray Zimni Havi Chazaka, and the Mela, when you have the second Ria, when you're dealing with a Zakena, or a Tinaikis Sheigiyas Manaliris, so the first Ria is a Mikra, but the second Ria is a Chazaka, and the Ria that has the Chazaka, that Ria itself is Metamim Eisleis. You don't have to wait for the third Ria like Rashi and Taisus hold. And that's the Girsa that Taisus says, Berev Sfarim Garsinan, that the way we know that the Braisa of Tinaikish Loigiyas Manaliris Verasa, the Braisa on the Aftesim Abeis on the Banim, is ready, is because at the end of the Braisa it says, Shekiyas Manaliris Parmi Shoyin Adai Shaita, Shnia Metamim Eisleis and Pkidu Lepkidu. So since the second Ria is Metame Meis Leis, that's because Betray Zimni Av Chazaka, that goes like Rebbe. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you would need three Rias, the third Ria would be Metame Meis Leis. So the Shaila is, according to this Pshat, why by Tinoike Shaloyegi is Manaliris, why does there the Braisa say that the second Ria is Dayashaita and the third Ria is Metame Meis Leis? If we're going like Rebbe, and we hold that Rebbe holds that the Ria that makes the Chazaka, the second Ria, is also Metame Meis Leis, so why wouldn't that apply to Tinoike Shaloyegiyas Manaliris, where there the Braisa says that the first two Rias are Dayashaita, and only the third Ria is Metame Meis Leis? So Zark the Rajman the Ritva, that the Pshat is that since she's a Loyegiyas Manaliris, so the first Ria is considered a Ria Mikris. It's considered a complete Mikra. And it can't be mitzdarif to a chazaka. It's such a mikra that it remains a mikra. By Zakena, that was of Gimelainis, or by Tineke Shegiyas Manaliris, so the first Ria, even though it's not, doesn't make him Mechzekes Bedam, but the first Ria at least is not so mikridik, it could be part of a chazaka. You can make it a chelik of the chazaka when she has a second one, according to Rebbe, or a third one, according to Shimon Gamliel, so those two or three Rias make the Chazaka. So there, the Ria is such a Mikra that it's never mitzdarif to a Chazaka. So that Ria doesn't count. The second Ria is the first Ria. The third Ria is the second Ria. According to Rebbe, the third Ria is the Ria that's Machzikar. And there, it's the Riyah that she's Metame Meis Leis. According to Shimon Gamliel, she would need a fourth Riyah, which is the third Riyah really, because the first Riyah doesn't count unless she tells some, and then she'd be Metame Meis Leis. Sibiyasite, these Mefarshim that the Raja brings, this Taisus that we don't have that the Ridva brings, is really holds like Rashi and Taisus that we have. Al Kapanim Benigay Tineke Shalei Giyaz Manaliris, but Lai Mitame. Rashi and Taisus hold that she's Muchzik Midam after two Riyas according to Rebbe, or after three Riyas according to Shimon Gamliel, but that Riyah that's Machziker, that Riyah is not, that Riyah is still Dayashaita, it's the next Riyah that's Mitame Meis Leis. And these Rishayim hold that also, according to Rebbe, the third Riyah makes her Metame Meis Leis, and according to Shimon Gamliel will be the fourth Riyah. But that the reason for that is because the first Riyah is a total Mikra. It doesn't go into the Chazakah. So you need another two Riyahs according to Rebbe to make a Chazakah. Another three according to Shimon Gamliel. And the Riyah that makes the Chazakah is Metame Meis Leis. So by Tinoike Shaloi Giyaz Manaliris, it's exactly like Rashi and Taisus, V'loi Mitamayu. But by Tinoike Shei Giyaz Manaliris, or by Zekena She'avel of Gimeloinis, there it's different than Rashi and Taisus. Because according to Rashi and Taisus, that's not telling the Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Because if it would be, you would need a third Riyah in order to be Metamim Eisleis according to Rebbe, a fourth according to Shimon Gamliel, and a second according to nobody. So, and in them state that by Tinaiki Shegiyas Manaliris, that the second Riyah already is Metamim Eisleis, and by Skena, the second Riyah is Metamim Eisleis, Vaisasi Bechlaun need a Chazaka, Rashi and Taisus hold. But they all know, you do need a Chazaka. You need two. And two is a Chazaka according to Rebbe. And the Riyah that's Machzik, that's the Riyah that's Metamim Eisleis. And according to Shimon Gamliel, it would only be the third Riyah that's Metamim Meis Leis, that would come out of Machlokes Lemaisa between these Rishayim and Rashi and Taisus, that they hold according to Shimon Gamliel by Tineke Shegiyas Manaliris and by Zekena, who would need the third Riyah to be Metamim Meis Leis, not the second. Now, by Zekena, by the Brisa on the top of Tesim Abay, Zekena She'ovla Gimel Oynis V'rosa, is Dayashaita. Oida of a Gimel Oynis V'rosa is Dayashaita. And Oida of a Shosh V'rosa Reid Kuchol Anashim. These Rishayim say that goes like Rebbe. Aye, if you're going to say it goes like Rebbe, so how come the second time she was Ovla of Gimel Oynis V'rosa is Dayashaita? You already have two times that she was Ovla of Gimel Oynis. So Mimela, Betray Zimni Havi Chazaka according to Rebbe. So it should be Mitam and Eis Leis after the second time. Why is the second time Dayashait and only the third time Mitam Meis Leis? So the Rishayim there say that by Zekena also, when she's Avla of Gimel Einais V'rasa, that's also a Riyah Mikris. That's also a Riyah Mikris that doesn't count. So the first Riyah by Zekena also, when she's Avla of Gimel Einais, is a Riyah that doesn't count B'chlal, it's a Riyah Mikris. So Iba Zay, how come in the Mishnah it does count? How come in the Mishnah when she's Avla of Gimel Einis V'rasa, we say, B'medvar Mamurim, B'riya Rishayna, Avla B'riya Shnia, is Metamim Eis Leis, and they hold this because of Rebbe, that Trey Zimni Havi Chazakam. So they say in Chilak, that when the second Riya is Kiriv V'riyasa, so Kum Dais, the first Riya also wasn't such a big Mikra. That's what happens sometimes, that Aisha skips her periods, she's Avla of Gimel Einis, but the first Riyah is not a big Mikra. The first Riyah and the second Riyah, Amitztarif, to be a Chazaka, to make her back into a Mechzakis B'damim, Ais Mesulakis B'damim. Masha'en came in the Brisa, where she's Richka Riyah Yisrael. So then we see the first Riyah as a Siluk Damim. So Ay Bazai, the first Riyah is also called a Riyah Mikris, a Riyah that has no connection at all to Chazaka. And again, you're going to need two times to have the Chazaka, and only after another two Riyas, those are the two times for the Chazaka, that according to Rebbe, will be Metamim Eis Leis, and according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, you would need a third time. So that comes out like our Taisus, but Vaita Lei Mitamayu, that they're making up this thing, they're having this Svara, that by Zekena, the first Riyah is also this Riyah Mikris Ba'alma, and it's not Mitztarev to a Chazaka, and then Mechalik, that by Kiv Riyasa, the first Riyah is Mitztarev to a Chazaka, but by Richka Riyasa, then the first riyah is not mitzdarif to the chazaka. You need two riyahs according to Rabbi, two additional riyahs to make a chazaka, and three according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is the Rajba and Ridvaz pshat, b'shem the Ksas Mefarshim or the Taisus. That they hold that the riyah that's mazik is the riyah that's going to be the metam and the eslays. And that's goofa how they learn pshat in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, that by a tineke shegiyas manaliris and a by a zakena, when there's two riyas, the first riyas dayashaita, the second riyas meislays, that goes dafka like Rebbe, that betrays zimni hadi chazaka. And by tineke shaloyegiyas manaliris and by zakena, which is richka riyaseh, there they're saying this new chiddush, that the first riyah doesn't count. It's ke'ilu, it didn't happen. It doesn't count klal u'klal. It's so mikri and einis, it doesn't count b'klal. So there, it's the next two riyahs that are the two riyahs that are machzik according to Rebbe, and we need a fourth one according to Shimon Gamliel, to be three. And so too, by Zikena, which was arvav gimel einis rasa, and then arvav gimel einis rasa, richka riyaseh, then the first riyah doesn't count klal u'klal, and that's why you need an additional two riyas to be machzik according to Rebbe, and three according to Shimon Gamliel. Now the Rajba asks a few kashas, but one of them is an interesting duchreit, and it's very negayet to us for Hilchas Vestas. Because one of the kashas the Rajba asks is, that if you're going to say by Zakena, that was richka riyaseh, that the first riyah doesn't count b'chlal, it's a riyah mikris ba'alma, so why did Gemara say that if by all three riyas it was kivna riyaseh, the Gemara says that will be kiveya vesis, and you have the din according to Abdesa kalisha sheyesh levesis dayashaita. How could you possibly have a vesis if the first riyah was a total mikra? If the first riyah was a total mikra tied in the Rajma, so the first hafloga doesn't count. It's a hafloga to a riyah which is a total mikra. So that doesn't count, that wouldn't make a vesis. So this would be a raya that the first riyah is not a mikra. So in this particular kasha, the Ridva answers that even though the very first riyah was a mikra, but we're not counting the first riyah as part of the vesis. The vesis is being shaft by the other riyas. The first riyah, which is a total mikra, is just being counted that a hafloga from it is considered a hafloga to be kaveya vesis. So even though it's a total mikra, but still a flugger from this riyah will be enough to be kaveya vesis. And that's why he held that that kasha wasn't so shver. So this, I think, is very negated to Hilchas Vestas. The mashal we're going to have on Daf Yad Aleph, that a vesis that's kavua machmas einis is not a vesis. So we know a vesis hafloga really needs four riyas, right? We hold the vesis is with three riyas. And a vesis haflogah really needs four riyas, because that's going to make three haflogahs. She needs a riyah today, and then she has a riyah, let's say, after 25 days, and another one after 25 days, and another one after 25 days. So there were three riyas that were done after 25 days, and that's a haflogah. But you really need the fourth riyah, in other words, because the first riyah wouldn't count, because that's not haflogah b'chlal. So let's say the first of the four was machmas einis. The Rajba seems to Neman, since that riyah was machmas einis, so you can't call even the second of the four, the first of the three, you can't kill that aflug of 25, because it was maflik from a riyas einis, which doesn't count. So it's ke'ilu, it wasn't maflik from anything. That's what the Rajba seems to hold. That's why he's asking that if you're going to say by Zakena that the first riyah after the arvel of gimel einis is a mikra ba'alma, it doesn't count to make a chazaka that she's a raya. That's not even one riyah for the two that Rebbe needs or Rebbe Shimon Gamliel needs. So who would then it shouldn't count to be maflik from it to make a vesis haflaga? So now the Ridva says, no, lav dafka. Even though it doesn't count by itself, but it still could be called a riyah, legabe haflaga, lechayer lefi zeh, if the first of the four was machmas einis, it wouldn't matter. Because the three other riyas that were have a flug of 25 were not machmas einis. We're not going to reckon. It doesn't matter what caused the Riyah which is making this aflaga? What caused the Riyah which is you're being maflik from that Riyah? That doesn't have to be part of the Chazakah. That doesn't have to be a Riyah of the part of the Vestas. That could be anything. That even a Riyah Mikris Ba'alma could be enough to shtel avek that the Riyah that's muflik from it is called aflaga for Gevissa Yamim. That's how I see a Machlekes Rashi and Zohar. But the Rashi asks a bunch of other kashas, particularly that if you're going to say that this brisa of zakeinu shavu of shalosh enis rasa dayishaita oidav of shalosh enis rasa dayishaita oidav shalosh enis dahari kol nashim matam eisleis pekida pekida is going dafka like Rebbe, because the first riyah doesn't count and you need the next two riyas to shtel it avek, so then the whole gemara's discussion about kivna isira and that is all galoya libid hilchasa, because we paskin like Reb Shim ben Gamliel by Vestas. And we paskin you need three times for a chazaka. And also, the next brisa, that you know, shloigia is manaliris, that parmishaina, shnia is dayashaita, shlishis is metamim eis lais, that's dafka like Rebbe, because the first one doesn't count, and you need the two to be machzikir. So kumdais, the whole shmuz of Rav Gidl and Rav Kahana and Rav, which discuss what's the din of Hadda Kachazi Ba'inis, the whole discussion is only according to Rebbe, it's not Negeil Halacha that we pass in like Rav Shim ben Gamliel. And also the Machloikis, Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan, about Kesem, Shebein Rishayinu L'Shniya, we say Tar, Shebein Shniya V'Shlishis, is a Machloikis if it's Tamei or Tar, and Chizkiya says, since she's mechazi mitame, kismaname tame, because after two times, if you have a riyah, she'll be tame, that also you're going to say is only according to Rebbe, and that's true according to Rashi and Taisus as well, but the Rashi is bothered, so kum desa agn shaleya libida hilchasam, that we paskin like Abshim ben Gamliel. So the Rashi suggests, mikayach this kasha, that we only pass like of Shimon Amil in regard to Vestas. In regard to Kviyas Vestas, then you need three times. But in regard to the halach of Misalekis Midamim, and when you're going to have a Chazakah to make you ois Misalekis Midamim, in that we talk a passing like Rebbe. And he says that that's the Das HaRambam. In Perek Dal and Hilchas Mishkev Rameshav. And Lechay, when he means that that's the Das HaRambam, is because the Rambam passes like this Braisa. The Rambam passes by Tineke Shaloi Higiyas Manalirais that the first two times is Dayashaita and the third time it's Metame Meislais. And the Rambam passes by Tineke Shaloi Manalirais that the first time is Dayashaita and the second time it's Metame Meislais. Now one of these two things, this is the Piskanid and Achas Mitzal Red Zais, one of these two things have to only go like Rebbe. The Gemara says that this Braisa goes like Rebbe. It's either because the reisha of the brisa has to be Rebbe, however you learn, but according to Reb Shim ben Gamliel, you would need a fourth time. If you learn that you need, that the metame meis leis is only the Riyah after the Chazakah, or if you learn that the first Riyah is a Riyah Mikris, and the Riyah of the Chazakah doesn't exist until the third time according to Rebbe, according to Reb Shim ben Gamliel. But either way, that's one possible pshat in the brisa. That the reish of the brisa only goes like Rebbe, according to Reb Shim Gamliel, you need a fourth time. Or you could learn, like the Rashi and the Ritva learn, that the seif of the brisa, like Taisus brings from the Reish Svarim Garsina, that the seif of the brisa, Tinoike Shegiyas Manaliris, that the brisa says that in two times already, it's Metame Meis Leis, that's only like Rebbe, because two times is the Chazaka, and the Riyah that you're being Machzik, that Riyah Guf is Metame Meis Leis. But either way, if you're going to pass them like the entire brisa, like the Rambam does, the Rambam passes by lo higiyas manaliris, the first two riyas are metame adayashaita, and the third one is metame meislais, and by higiyas manaliris, the first one is dayashaita, and the second one is metame meislais. Obviously, the Rambam seems to be passing like Rebbe, but the Rambam holds by Vestas like of Shimon Gamliel, you need three times. So the Rashba is saying that the Rambam is mechalik, that legame Vestas you need three times, like Reb Shim ben Gamliel, but legabi chazaka, legabi to make a ois meselekes midamim, that we hold like Rebbe, that two times is enough. But the Rashba says, he thinks it's a daichik, especially because the Gemara says a lashin, uba, el rabbelezihi uva vestais savala k'rebi. The Gemara calls this vestais. And also the Gemara in Yevamis that goes on to when we pass in like Rebbe, when we pass in Shemim Mil, the Gemara says, Legabe Sakana, we pass in like Rebbe, and Legabe Vestis and Sharamud, we pass in like Rebbe Shemim Gamliel. So the Gemara should have mentioned this thing, that Legabe Chazakis, we pass in like Rebbe. So this is the Rajba and Ridvaz Kasha, that if you're going to say that the Brisa of Zakena Shalayiyaz Manalirais is Dafka like Rebbe, because you don't count the first one. The first one is a Riyah Mikris when she's Richa Riyasa. And if you say that the Brisa of Tinaikah Shali Lohigiyaz Manalirais is Dafka like Rebbe, because you don't count the first one because it's a Riyah Mikris, so what's the Gemara being Shakli Vitari so much in these brises, in these halachas, when we don't paskin that way? The Gemara that Shakli Vitari so much in Loy Alibid Dehulchasa, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel that you need three times. So the Rajma and Dva change the pshat a little bit like this. They go avada with the pshat, like we said, that they're going with the pshat that the rear that you're being machzik is the rear that goes back meisleis, not like Rashi and Tosfos. And they're going with the pshat that by Zekena, which was Kirviriyaseh, and by Tinaikis, which was Higiyaz Manaliris, that there the halacha is that the first time is Dayashaita, and the second time is Matame Meisleis, that goes Dafka like Rebbe, that you need two times to make a Chazaka, and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you'd need a third time, and the third time be Matame Meisleis. But Tinaikis Shaloi Higiyaz Manaliris, and Zekena, that was Rich Kariyaseh, there they say like this. Ein achinami, when you only have two riyas, then I'll say that the first one's a riyah mikris, and it doesn't count to make a chazaka betray zimni according to Rebbe. And that's why even Rebbe holds, by tinaikis shalai yigiyas man aliris, that if she has two riyas, it's still dayashaita, because the first one is mikris, and it doesn't count to be a chazaka. And that's why by zekena, that was Avil of Gimel Einais, Virasa, and then again Avil of Gimel Einais Virasa, even according to Rebbe, the first one is Mikris, and it's still Dayashaita. But when you get a third one, by Tinoikish Legiyas Manaliris, when you have a third Riyah, and by Zkena, when you have a third Riyah, that's Megala that the first one also wasn't Mikri. So in this particular case, there's no Machloikish Rebbe Nim Shimon Gamliel. In this particular case, everyone's masking two riyas are not enough, because with two riyas, I'm going to say the first one's a mikra, you don't even have two to make a chazaka. But three riyas are enough. By three riyas, you're going to say that the first riyas is also not a mikra, and then you not only have two, but you have three to make a chazaka. It would work according to both Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Mela, it's very good that the Gemara was shakli vitari, because there's no machlekes Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in this prat. The machlekes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel with dafka be by Tinaikis Shegiyas Manaliris, with there, according to Rebbe, two times is enough, according to Shimon Gamliel, you need three. Or Zekena, that was Kirviriyaseh, with there, according to Rebbe, two times is good enough, according to Shimon Gamliel, you need three. And the Stam Mishnah that we have will go according to Rebbe, even though the Gemara in Yevamah says that by Vestas Sassim Kav Shimon Gamliel, that's later in the Masechta, and that supersedes our Stam Mishnah. By one Masechta, you go bus to the Stam of Basra, and the Mela, we say the Stam is a Shimon Gamliel. But our Mishnah is Takas Stam of Karebi. But by the case of Tinaikis Shaloigi is Manaliris, and the case of Zekena, Sherichka Riyaseha, so then there's no Machlekes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Because if she only has two Riyas, that doesn't work even according to Rebbe, because we say that the first Riyah is a Riyah Mikris, and the Mela, she doesn't have the Chazaka. But when she gets three Riyas, then we say that the first Riyah is not a Riyah Mikris, and then you have the Chazaka, Hein according to Rebbe, and Hein according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's the Ritva and the Rajva's Pshat. There's also another Pshat from the Ramban and the Ran. There are some Chalukim between the Ramban and the Ran. But they say by Skena, similar to Rashi and Tosfos, and to the Ksas Mefarshim and the Tosfos that the Ritva brings down, in one pshat, that by Skena, when she was Kirviriyaseh, you b'chlal don't need Chazaka. That's the Mishnah that Riyah Rishayna is Dayashaita, but Riyah Shnia is Matanan Eislahis. And that's because when she was Makar V'yaseh, we bechlal don't see a Silug Domin. So the Mishnah is Divi HaKoyl. And then the Rambana is another possible Mahalach, that when the Mishnah says, V'me Omru Dayashaita B'ri Rishayna Av V'shniya Matanan Eislahis, that's only by Basula. Now even though the Gemara in Dafyuna Mebe says that that's true by Basula and Zakena, the Gemara was laughed off a little bit. The Gemara just meant, Mafuke Muberi Seminika, that no matter how many Rias there are, she's still going to be Dayashaita. That's what Rav and Shmuel were saying. But Mashenke and Basula and Zakena, she could be Machzik herself. But how long does it take to be Machzik? Basula, by Higiyas Manaliris we're talking about, after one time she's already Muchzik, and she'll be Matana Neislais. But by Zakena, you'll take a need to be Machzik, according to Rebbe, an additional two times, and according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, additional three times. That's where Ramban has a mahalach also. And even Kirva Riyasel, the, just like the Brisa says by Richka Riyasel, when she's Arvelav Gimel Einis again and again, you need three times, and the Ramban learns it's according to Rebbe, he's going with the mahalach that the first time is the Riya Mikri, and you need two times to be machzik after the first time. Huadin, when she's kivriyaseh, you would need three times to be machzik according to Rebbe, and four according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And the Mishnah says that the second time already, it's matanan eis la'eis, the Ramban says it's dafka by basula, which is igiyas manaliris, as soon as she has a riyah, she's already muzekus badan. Now shenken is a kainan, which is arvel of gimel einais, she has to be machzik herself, and the first riyah doesn't count to be machzik, even by Kirva Riyasel, she has to be machzik an additional two according to Rebbe, and an additional three according to Shimon Gamliel. That's her pshat that the Ramban likes. The Ran goes with the first pshat of the Ramban, that goes with the pshat of all the other Rishayim, that by Kirva Riyasel, she doesn't have to be machzik herself, and by Richka Riyasel, she does, and the first Riyah doesn't count. But they both don't like the Ridvan, the Raj's pshat, that the Mishnah that says Zakena and Basula, that the second Riyah is Meis Leis is going to Rebbe, they don't want the Mishnah to be like Rebbe. The pshat in the Mishnah is that since the Basula is a Giyas Manaliris, and according to the Ran, even by Zakena, as long as she was Kivri Riyaseh, she doesn't have to Yamachzik herself at all, like we said from Rashi and Tosis. But in regard to a Basula Shalohi Giyas Manaliris, there the Ramban and the Ran say another svar. There, in order to explain why, according to Rebbe, you need three Riyais, there the Ramban and the Ran say similar to Rashi and Taisus, but only apply it to Basula Shalai Giyas Manaliris. Because Be'etzim, they hold in Svara that as soon as she's Machzik B'dam, it should go back to Lemafrei, even that Riyah. But by Basula Shalai Giyas Manaliris, the Brisa says, according to Rebbe, you need a third Riyah, and they say the reason is as follows. Because if she's Loyagiyah's manaliris, she has no Chiyav Bedika. She only has a Chiyav Bedika. The Chiyav Bedika is only when she's Yagiyah's manaliris. So Zagan the Rishayim, the Ramban and the Ran, that the din of Tumul Mafrei is because it's a Knas, because she wasn't Bedik. It really would only go back to the Bedika, which she should have done that day. If she didn't, so it goes back 24 hours as a knas that she wasn't baidik. By tinaik shalohi giyas manaliris, she has no din to be baidik. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Yudam and Beis. That chazaka b'reis yisrael atshe giyil l'pirkan reyem b'cheskes tarev v'en nashem b'yt yisaysam. Mishe giyil l'pirkan reyem b'cheskes tumav v'en nashem b'yt yisaysam. So until she's a giyas manaliris, she has no chiyiv b'dika. So that's why, until she's muhzik b'dam, she didn't have a chiyiv b'dika, and therefore there's no knas on her. So that's a third time why, even according to Rebbe, you need three riyas in order to say she's matamel mafreya. Rashi and Taisus hold the time because the b'dika that's muhzik b'dam, that b'dika is still called the b'dika of m'selakis b'dam. It doesn't go back l'mafreya. The Ridva and the Rajva say the pshat is because the first bedika by Tinaikish Lagiyas Manalirais is a, the first Riyah is a Riyah Mikris, it doesn't count. So you need two additional riyas to machzikur bedam. And the Ramban and the Ran is saying a third mahalach, that it's taka the first two riyas that are machzikur bedam, but since she didn't have a chiyav bedika, even though the second riyah is machzikur bedam, but since she didn't have a chiyav bedika, so memela, there's no knas on her, that's why there's no din of tumala mafreya, it doesn't go back meis l'eis, that's why I need the third bedika. But as far as the zakena, which is arvel of gimel einis verasa, where the Brisa says that after the third time, that's when she's metamela mafreya, the Ramban holds that that goes like Rebbe, and the first one doesn't count. And the Ran holds that that goes like Abshin ben Gamliel, like we said in Rashi, because the first one does count. That's a machlekes Ramban and Ran. We already have this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So lesikum, there are four cases. There's tinaikis shalai yigiyas manaliris. There's tinaikis shegiyas manaliris. There's zekena that was arvel of gimel einis and saw with kirvariyaseh. And there's, that's like the Mishnah's case. And there's zekena that was arvel of gimel einis and saw berichakriyaseh. It means it was the eid arvel of gimel einis and eid arvel of gimel einis. That's the Brisa's case. So there the Brisa says the first two times it's dayashaita, and the third time it's metamim me'es le'es. And it's mavur in the Gemara that that goes according to Rebbe. Even though Rebbe says that she's luchzik after two times. So there's four mahalchim to understand this. Rashi and Taisus hold that that's the din, that the riyah that you're being machzik to be eis mesalekes midam, that riyah is also going to be dayashaita, because that was the riyah that changed her into eis mesalekes midam. That riyah is considered a riyah of a mesalekes midam. That riyah will continue being dayashaita. Now that she is not mesalekes anymore, the next riyah will be taka meis leis. So Rebbe holds two riyas will be machzika, so the third riyah is metame meis leis. Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold three riyas of machzika, the fourth riyah will be metame meis leis. That's the mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos. The mahalach of the Mefarshim and the Tosfos that the Rashi Dvar bring is that the riyah that's machzikur, that's the riyah that's metame meis leis. But since she's a tinaikah shleigiyas manaliris, the first riyah never counts. Even afterwards, the first riyah is gone. It's a riyah mikris, it's a riyah einis, is nothing. The second and third riyah are the first two riyahs. So the third riyah, which is the second riyah that counts, is machzikur. That's why, according to Rebbe, it's metame meis leis. According to Shem Wil, you'll need a third riyah, meaning a fourth riyah, to be metame meis leis. The Rashi and the Ritva say that until she has a third riyah, we're going to assume the first riyah doesn't count, so that's why the second riyah is not machzikur. But once she has a third riyah, now even the first riyah counts, so the third riyah is machzikur. Hein according to Rebbe, hein according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. According to both of them, the second riyah, which still shall still be dayashaita, according to both of them, by the third riyah, she's considered to have three riyahs, and she'll be metamim eis leis. And the Ramban and the Ran say that avada the second riyah is already machzikur, but since she had no chiyuv bedika, there was no knas, so now they only consider when she has a third riyah. And then, according to them, according to Shimon Gamliel, Yevaita wouldn't be able to consider until she has a fourth riyah. She has to be mochzik by the third riyah, and you wouldn't be able to consider until she had a fourth riyah. So according to Rav Yishenim, this Bryce is dafka according to Rebbe. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she'll be dayashaita till the fourth riyah. But according to the Rashi and Dvar, they don't want the whole Gemara to be alaya libet the hilchasa. So even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, she's already metame meis leis in the third riyah. By tinaiki shegiyas manaliris, there the Brisa and the Mishnah says by the second riyah, she's metame meis leis. According to Rashi and Tosfos, and according to the Ran and the Ramban, that's because she b'chlal doesn't need a chazaka. If she would need a chazaka, the second riyah certainly wouldn't be enough according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and according to Rashi and Tosfos, it wouldn't be enough even according to Rebbe. But the pshat is she doesn't need to be machzik. She's already muchzik va'imid from the first riyah. So memela, that's why she's already metame me'es la'es and the second riyah. But according to the Rashi and the Ritva, hein according to the Mefarshim they bring, hein according to their own shita, the reason why a tenaikish egiyas manaliris, a basula which is egiyas manaliris, is metame meis leis on the second riyah is because of Rebbe that trades him the ave chazaka. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, even egiyas manaliris would not be metame until she has a third riyah. And that's all the din of basula. Now the din of zakena, like we said, there are two cases. There's the Kena, which was Avalav Gimel Einis, and then she was Rasa multiple times, but Kiriv Ries, or she was Rasa multiple times, but Richak Ries. Now, multiple times, but Kiriv Ries, you have Rashi and Taisus hold that she doesn't need to maxic herself altogether, because they're learning up, the Mishnah says in that case, the second Ria is Matane Me'es Leis, and that's not a chazaki, even according to Rebbe, because Rebbe need the second Riyah and then wait for the next Riyah. Elamai, when she has a second Riyah, the Kiriv Riyas, it's muchach that never was a siluk damim, she doesn't have to be machzik herself. That's the Rashi and Taisus hold, and the Chiddush Aran holds that way, and the first pshat of the Ramban. The second pshat of the Ramban holds no, that the Mishnah never said that the second Riyah is matamim eis leis, and even by Kiriv Riyas, there's a pshat in the Ramban, that you need another two riyas in order to machzik herself according to Rebbe. So until she has three riyas after Avrov Gimel Eines, it's metame, it's Daya Shaita. The third riyah is metame meis leis, according to Rebbe. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you need the fourth riyah. And that's true even by Kiriv Riyas, the Mishnah that says that the second riyah is metame meis leis, is dafka by Tinaika Shegiyas Manalires. And then you have the pshat of the Ramban and the Rashba, that by Kiriv Riyas says she has to machzik herself with two riyas according to Rebbe, and with three riyas according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah that says that the second riyas matam meis leis goes like Rebbe, and like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the third riyah will be matam meis leis. And that's zakena by Kiriv Riyas. Now zakena by Richka Riyas, by Arvel Gimel Einis Verasa, Arvel Gimel Einis Verasa, Arvel Gimel Einis Verasa, there the Brisa says that the first two times it's Daya Shaita, and the third time, it's Matame Meis Leis. Rashi holds that that Braisa goes like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. That he needs three times to prove to you that there's a Shini Vesis here. But according to Rebbe, after two times, we know it's a Shini Vesis. And the second time already, by Richka Riesah, the second time already, proves to you that there was a Shini Vesis. And she'll be Matame Meis Leis. And the Braisa that says three times is going dafka like Reb Shimon Gamliel. We have the Mefarshim that the Rashba and the Ritva bring that say that the first Riyah doesn't count. The first Riyah is Mikris even afterwards. She has to be machzik herself with an additional two Riyahs. So the Braisa is dafka like Rebbe, that there you have the additional two Riyahs after the first Riyah, which Tam doesn't count. The additional two Riyahs work according to Rebbe to say that it's now Matamim Eis Leis. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you need a fourth Riyah to make him Matame Meis Leis. And you have the Rashba and Ritva that hold that no, that the first Riyah is going to be a Riyah Mikris until they have the third Riyah. So the second Riyah doesn't count according to everyone. But when she has the third Riyah, that makes even the first Riyah count. And now she's considered to be Matame Meis Leis. Hein according to Rebbe, hein according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's Be'erich, all the shittas we shine in that we have on our sukkah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.